a lot of a new quarterback. They ran the ball with the quarterback a lot last year. So we're anticipating to have that same kind of guy, kind of like what we do to a certain degree. But don't know who that guy is yet because he didn't play very much. Played a little bit. But I'd have to think that Coach Stubbs, who's a good coach, is also their offensive coordinator, the head coach. They're probably going to do what they did last year. At least coming out, that's what we're practicing. And then we always prepare for war in time of peace. So whatever they throw at us, hopefully we're ready for it. Because our offense gives a lot of different looks.
What separated Hardrick and Cassell, and how big was that separation from the other guys?
Well, he played better in the spring or in the fall camp. How big a separation, I don't know. I didn't measure it in degrees, but he played better than the other guy.
But the other guy's going to play too.
Aaron, okay, the other guy's going to play. So he had a better fall, better production. But the way we play, guys, the starter's not important, as I mentioned to somebody the other day. But I can't give you a degree of separation.
I should have done more drop in. How does that work with 200 pound back?
Not sure yet. But we're experimenting, all right?
What do you like about him, man?
I like his speed. I like his attitude. He wants to play. He wants to be in there. He's a tough kid. He needs a few more sun-ups and sundowns before he understands what he's doing there. But other than that, I like the kid's attitude. He plays very, very hard. So we could put him in the field and protect him to where he's more like a strong safety. But he's got a lot to learn.
Has he displayed a lot of innate pass rushing ability?
No. We won't use him in that regard.
Okay.
Too much. He's just learning the duck package right now.
Would you say it's an experiment to see how he does it, defensive end or drop end position?
I wouldn't say it's an experiment, but we're going to see if he can learn the position and give us some depth.
Nick, is this a game where you'll get a chance to see a lot of players and experiment a little with different coverages and different sets?
I never like to talk like that. I apologize.
That's okay.
I know what everybody thinks. I always respect our opponents. That would be awesome if we get to do that. But for me to comment on that, I hope we can do that.
You've been around a lot of head coaches over the years. How do you think Mark will handle his first game as in that capacity?
I think he'll do awesome. I think it really helps that, I think he's had a good background and learned quite a bit from Chip, and I'm sure some of his other predecessors. I think he'll do fine.
Coach, you're upstairs in the game. He's been up there. He's been down on the field now. Is that kind of a big difference?
Yeah, I won't be able to yell at him to milk the clock. I have to yell at Frost now. That'll be the biggest difference, which we don't do anyway, but I still yell it. It'll probably be a difference for Mark. You know, he's got to make the decision. The thing he's got to do now, are we going for it? Are we punting? You know, what are we going to do on fourth down? Those kinds of things. Are we faking something? So that's a new role for him, but I think he'll do great.
What is it you see from upstairs that a coach on the floor does? The routes, the...
Well, you can really see what's happening from above. The sideline, I can't see the gap controls or just the whole thing. You get bird's eye view, obviously, for being up there, and you get to see how you're spaced and how guys are playing their gaps and things like that.
After a long fall camp, then, Nick, what are you most looking forward to seeing about out of your defensive squad this weekend?
How fast and hard we play. I hope we can lead the country in effort. I'm not sure yet, but I know last year's team ran to the ball and ran pretty well. The most important thing, obviously, you have to know what you're doing. You know, you can't just run blindly, but
if we know what we're doing and we run to the ball and we finish plays,
that's the most important thing to me. And then I'd have to say being aggressive and tackling people. Because, you know, we don't tackle much in fall camp. And even when we tackle our own guys, I don't know if we tackle. We'll see how we tackle on Saturday.
Some of the defensive linemen have talked a lot about their versatility this year. They say they shuffle along positions more than maybe in the past. Is that true? Are you trying to maybe make Ricky or Wade play several positions in the past and maybe just go on one?
I think all three of those down guys really
need to know how to play all three of those down positions. So, yes, I think they need to know what the nose and the two, you know, the tackle and the nose guard and the DN are doing.
So when they came in, it was kind of expected they know all positions. Now maybe it's they mastered a little bit.
They're getting closer to mastering them. So it's nice when you can mix and match. Mm. We good?
Thank you.